The strikes on Ukraine's capital started early. On the ground, people felt the explosions. In the sky, they could see the attackers. One so-called kamikaze drone approaches its target as Kyiv's air defense systems attempt to shoot it down. Rescue teams were quick to arrive in the Shevchenkivsky district. Firefighters hosing down smoked ruins as people who'd taken shelter emerged from underground.
The target destroyed the whole infrastructure of Ukraine, destroyed the infrastructure of our hometown. They left people freezing in the winter, left people do it without electricity. They need, the Russians want to make the humanitarian catastrophe in our hometown and also at the same time destroy the buildings.
People's homes were destroyed.
Behind me is the residential building that was damaged in the drone attack this morning. Now, this neighborhood also has important infrastructure sites in it and was hit by Russian missiles last week. Air raid sirens may have stopped sounding, but local officials say residents should still avoid the area for now.
Many injured people, like this woman, were rescued. But others, including a pregnant woman and her husband, were killed.
We were in the room when the blast started. We then go out and see the staircase is gone, all gone to the ground floor. We waited for alarm to be called off. We were laying on the floor. Firefighters came and they used a ladder to rescue us, one by one. We then ran to the shelter in that building. It was horrible.
Many here worry about how quickly they can reach safety.
There is no shelter around, the closest in a 10 minutes run from here. We decided to stay home. You might be running on the street and the particles would hurt you.
Then, as if on cue, the air raid sirens ring out again.
All of us should probably go to the shelter because this is their target.
People's constant concern now, if and when this area may be targeted again. Mohammed Jamjoum, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.